Good morning. Wishing you happy Makar Sankranti. It is 14th of January 2019, and in case you missed it, the Kumbh Mela starts today. And obviously you would have missed the oath-taking ceremony of the UP Police Force, which had Ganga Jal in their right hand as they went ahead to do national duties. Unmuddling religion and politics, corruption and government, we are here with our morning news editorial. And one thing is true from old adages is that the more lies you weave to hide one lie, at some point, you are bound to get caught in those web of lies. We are still on the unceremonious actions against the former CBI chief Alok Verma. The core issue is not Verma, but whether the principles of natural justice were observed when the committee removed the head of the CBI in an unparalleled decision, and whether the head-spinning haste was warranted. The key charges against Verma have so far not yielded any incontrovertible proof and can achieve closure only through an independent probe, pending which he is presumed innocent. Retired Supreme Court Judge Justice A.K. Patnaik, who supervised the CVC probe into corruption charges against then-CBI Director Alok Verma on Sunday, said he was surprised by the speed with which the selection committee went through the voluminous CVC report in less than 24 hours and took a decision to remove Verma from the post. The report was more than 10,000 pages. And while a former judge is seeking questions of natural justice, the spotlight has turned around seeking truth from Justice Sikri, the one who sided with the government without actually going through the report. While we aren't doubting his ability to deliver justice, but when the water gets muddled, a toad also looks like a frog. Yesterday, the print published a news that Sikri had accepted the government's offer, which had kicked up a controversy since it was his vote that proved decisive in the ouster of CBI Director Alok Verma on corruption allegations. Justice Sikri, the second senior most judge of the Supreme Court, is learned to have expressed his pain over the connection being drawn over his nomination to the CSAT with the decision of the CBI panel that decided to transfer Verma despite there being no correlation between the two. Well, speaking of correlations, the one that needs to be explored is that between the CVC and Rakesh Asthana, and also the CVC and the government. Congress on Sunday attacked KV Chaudhary and demanded his removal from office, accusing him of being a collaborator for violating the constitution. Till now, we were told that the CBI was a caged parrot. We are now seeing a vigilant slave of the government. This is what Congress spokesperson Abhishek Singhvi said, adding it was probably the first time that a CVC had been reduced to being an agent out to do advocacy for an officer facing serious charges of graft, that is Rakesh Asthana. A curious anecdote from KV Chaudhary's past. Well, days before Chaudhary's appointment as CVC, Prashant Bhushan and veteran lawyer Ram Jethmalani had written separately to Prime Minister Modi that the officer was unsuitable for the post. Quote, "This is the greatest disaster that will fall on this unfortunate nation," unquote. Jethmalani had written before making some sweeping allegations. Soon after, the government announced Chaudhary's appointment as the new CVC chief on the 26 June 2015, Jethmalani had written another letter to Modi saying there was no point raising the issue with the Prime Minister anymore. He had signed off with the words, "My diminishing respect for you ends today." We're talking about diminishing respect. A Jadavpur University professor, Kanak Chandra Sarkar, has landed in controversy over his Facebook post where he made an analogy between a sealed bottle and virginity. Quote, "Are you willing to buy a broken seal while purchasing a bottle of cold drink or a packet of biscuits? A girl is born sealed from birth until it is opened. A virgin girl means many things accompanied with values, culture and sexual hygiene. To most boys, virgin wife is like an angel," unquote, he wrote in the post. And while we are on universities, the infamous sedition episode involving Kanhaiya and JNU from 2016 is back just in time for elections. The police is finally set to file the charge sheet in the case against 10 people, including former JNU Students Union President Kanhaiya Kumar, Sayyed Umar Khalid and Anirban Bhattacharya. The 2016 incident caused a political storm. It has taken the Delhi police more than 3 years to file the charge sheet. No wonder it is near election time. And from anti-national people to the most nationalistic institutions, the Indian Army, where the Army Chief is extremely concerned about homosexuality in the force, but not really concerned about the Indian Jawans being honey-trapped by Pakistani agents repeatedly. On Facebook, Anika Chopra claims to be an Army Captain of the Military Nursing Corps. In her profile picture, she's seen wearing a green sari and a pretty smile. That smile has now landed 50 Jawans under the scanner of intelligence agencies. One Jawan has been arrested. Sipai Samveer Singh, posted with an armored unit in Jaisalmer, was taken into custody after he was caught sharing sensitive information and pictures of his location and army exercises with Anika Chopra. Well, it was clear to both military intelligence and to Rajasthan ATS that Chopra was a Pakistani agent who had honey-trapped not just Singh, who is married, but other soldiers as well. But Singh claims he did not know of Chopra's antecedents till the blackmail began. And with that, let's head to international news. President Donald Trump has gone to extraordinary lengths to conceal details of his conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin, including on at least one occasion taking possession of the notes of his own interpreter and instructing the linguist not to discuss what had transpired with other administration officials. Current and former US officials have said so. In other news, Egypt's Al-Azhar University on Sunday said it had expelled a female student after she appeared in a video hugging a male colleague, accusing her of undermining the school's reputation. The video, which went viral earlier this month, showed a young man carrying a bouquet of flowers, kneeling before a young woman and then hugging her in what appeared to be a marriage proposal. And before we leave you to start your day and the week, some story about co-workers. So what if they happen to be beyond borders? The deadlock over US government has not ended, but what it has done is bring out stories of bonhomie, friendship and pizza. Canadian air traffic controllers have bought hundreds of pizzas for their American counterparts over the past few days in what has become an industry-wide show of support during the US government's partial shutdown. The social media posts are the proof of the bond that the two ATCs share. Some 10,000 air traffic controllers in the United States have been working without pay since late December due to the ongoing government shutdown. Well, if not a pizza, buy a roti for someone out of dough, and let's be thankful that we are not in America right now, amongst other things. Stay hydrated, warm and fulfilled. Wishing you a productive week ahead. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, goodbye.